Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
All right, settle down. Coming to you for the first time from a place with a complicated name that's hard to find. In Indianapolis, Indiana! Boy, it's Saturday, April 28th, 2018. Can you believe I'm still off script? This is amazing. I'm killing it. But let's try to get the name of this place right. This is the Basile Theater in the historic Athenaeum. Athenaeum. Is that how you say it? Athenaeum? Okay, close sure. Enough. Sure, somebody just said. I also like, I call ahead and say, get me the most complicated mic stand. I want something that I really gonna have to work with. I like to put together the mic stand myself. If you could get a mic stand from IKEA, I'd appreciate it. I'll build it during the show. And it's kind of, you know, it's a fun form of multitasking. But speaking of tasking, single tasking, you all had the opportunity to craft a name tag for today, and I have a feeling they're going to be pretty good. Can the house lights come up a little bit? Is that possible? Is that a thing you guys can do? We got a Home Alone 2, Ross in New York. I like it. Wow, like maybe these seats are too far from the audience. Because I, you know, what's that big base, or is that a big joint? What is that?
Inflatable joint.
It's an inflatable joint, finally. Finally somebody figured out how to inflate a joint. Oh, and there's one thing over there with lots of Tito's on it. Did anybody bring something that's got weed on it?
Yeah.
Okay. Make sure you let my guests know when they're out there walking around. Yeah, I don't know if they're into Tito's as much as they're into weed, but we'll find out soon. Great job, everybody. Thank you for making all those, and good luck.
Thank you.
Duck plugs, Friday, May the 4th. I'm doing stand-up at Zany's in Rosemont, Illinois. Then Douglas Movies is taping on the 5th and 6th at 4:20 at that same club. And then Sunday night, I'm doing stand-up at the Chicago Zany's. That's Sunday, the 6th of May. And I'm doing stand-up on Monday, May 7th at Comedy Off Broadway in Lexington, Kentucky. The next Douglas Movies in Los Angeles will be Tuesday, May 8th at the UCB Franklin. For all my dates and deeds, go to douglovesmovies.com.
Yeah!
Yeah!
I like that guy that got way too excited and started with yeah. Yeah, Douglas! So close. All right, when I get some guests up here, I think we're gonna move the chairs. I don't know if the chairs need to be this far back on the stage, but I feel like we should be like a little close to you guys. Yeah. That's my feeling. I should have noticed when I was walking along up there earlier, but it's so much to take in. I just can't believe I'm in the historic Bethanian. I'm coming down with a case of Anthonium. My Anthonium hurts. As you can see, we've got three guest chairs today, and I've brought in two of our strongest competitors. And I would like to know which among you would like to have a chance to be the third guest. So hold up your name tag again if you want to come up here and compete in a quick game to determine who gets to stay up here the whole time. I like your attitude. She's like, not me, sir. I'm gonna keep my name tag down, which is why you're holding it up, pointing to that guy? That's not gonna work. I'm gonna fall off of this fucking thing. I mean, I appreciate that you're supportive, but this big Life Aquatic poster. Yeah, come up here, dude. There's some rickety stairs over there on the side. Where's the lady at who wants to play? What about the lady with the sign on the stick? Yeah, yeah, come on up here. Let's get one more woman if we can. Where's another woman that would like to play? The lady... Yeah, you. Yeah. Don't ever stop doing that. No, come on up here. I'm supposed to pick based on name tags, but I'm going more on enthusiasm and not being annoying. So, can you guys move your chairs down just a little bit? I think it'll just be nicer. Just get it more, get everything more intimate. And it's going to be fun watching me try to move this table with all my vodka on it. But I'm going to do it, dude. Yeah, don't you worry about it. I got this. Hi! Have a seat in the available chair. Thank you for coming. And let's start with the dude. What's your sign say?
Mine is The Life Aquatic with Tyler Zizou.
Okay, and your name is Tyler?
Yes.
All right, and you've got Sam Levine and Leonard Maltin and Kate McCucci and Mark Wahlberg and Ricky Lindholm, all of whom are not here today. But, you know, you've covered a lot of ground, and then you put Jeff Tate front and center, which is always very nice. And what do you do, Tyler?
I work in Louisville, Kentucky for Louisville Gas and Electric.
Okay, so you got one woo out there for that. So that's pretty exciting. And thank you, Tyler, for joining us up here.
No problem.
Who's next?
Rhonda Gallagher.
Hi, Rhonda.
Captain Rhonda.
Captain Rhonda. I should have just picked it based on that. That's a great one.
Right?
You got Kurt Russell and Martin Short, of course. And that kid looks like Lipnicki, but I don't think it is Lipnicki. And is your face on there, or is that just the regular cast?
Regular class.
Yeah, yeah. But you also added Pick Me on there.
I did,
and
I did.
The whole thing at the end of a yardstick. Yeah. I'm not great with measurements, but I know that one. And what do you do, Rhonda?
I work for a healthcare company that only serves
police and firemen. Do we have any in the house out there?
Some people are applauding. Other people are like, hey, I need health care. What makes them so special? No, but that sounds really cool, and thank you for being here. And we got Alicia.
Yep, I'm Alicia. Alicia of the Dead.
I saw that one on the internet.
Yeah.
You posted that, and you got me.
That's, yeah, I got you on there.
Sean, so yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
That's a lucky break in my career. And what do you do, Alicia?
I do business support for a local chemical company.
Okay.
Super boring.
I don't really do crowd work, but sounds like an interesting gig. And are all three of you familiar with the game Last Man Stanton?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
All right, that's what we're going to play. And we'll go in alphabetical order. We'll go Alicia, Rhonda, and then Tyler. Okay. That worked out pretty good. I lucked out on that. Was just guessing for a second there. I was pretty sure R comes before T. there's a person in the audience that I pre-selected to give us a name for Last Man Stanton. Where is Benny Boy, Boy 24? Where are you at? Where? There you are. How's it going, dude? Did you bring a name tag today?
I did.
Why didn't you get picked? But at least you got picked to do this. His name on Twitter, if you want to reach out to him, tell him what a great suggestion it was. It's BENEBOI24. Is your name Benny?
It's just
Ben,
yeah.
Ben, but you went with put that E in there. Yeah. Next thing you know, you're Benny Boy. And we're going to have no lifelines, and whatever name he throws at us, you guys have to play, unless it's one where all three of you don't know any of their movies. Then that will be a draw, and we'll have to get another name. Weirder things have happened. But who do you suggest, Ben?
Josh Brolin.
Josh Brolin. I like it. That is an interesting one. And we start off with you, Alicia. Any film with Josh Brolin in it?
Age of Ultron.
I like it. Wait, was he? Okay. You said it so confidently, I'm going to go with it. He must have been like in the end credit scene or something?
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Settle. Rhonda.
I'm drawing a blank.
Come on. Help me, Rhonda.
Okay, well... I need a lifeline. Josh Brolin, 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 Brolin.
No, right? Those lifelines really come in handy. Josh Brolin, you know he's the guy that's all like...
Nailed it.
I don't know. I don't know what.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you for playing.
Oh.
Bye, Rhonda. I hate when that happens. Tyler, what do you got?
Sin City?
I think so.
He's not?
People are saying no.
Oh, full title. Sorry.
I like that. Thank you.
Sin City, A Dame to Kill For.
Yay, you did it. Back to Alicia.
Okay. The Avengers Infinity War.
Yay. He's in that one a lot. Not his actual face, but...
Yeah. I had to wait for it to be released. Isn't that the rule?
What's that?
I had to wait for it to be released.
You did, yeah. It was great timing. It's a good thing you don't know this title to the sequel. Avengers, not as infinity as we thought it was going to be war. Because Infinity War, I mean, I was worried about the running time when they named it that. All right, Tyler?
Okay. Let's go with, was he? He was Jonah Hex.
Yeah.
Not yeah. Very good.
That feels like a deep pull, but also maybe your last hope at the same time. Alicia?
Tyler might have gotten me on this one. Because I can... Like usual, I can picture. I can't.
You sure?
Nope. I know. Come it's on. Killing me.
Come on.
It is tough, isn't it?
It is incredibly tough, and these lights are really bright.
Welcome to show business, Alicia. That's why I wanted to move closer to the audience, because I couldn't see shit.
But no, I'm going to give this one to Tyler.
All right, Tyler, taking it down. Wow, did you think it was going to be that easy, Tyler?
I was hoping for somebody we could name more than three movies, four movies for, but I'll take it.
Well, you know, when I invite some Goonies up on stage...
Sicario.
I wanted to give the clue. I wanted to go, Moto Panakeku! Because he's great in Inherent Vice, and Men in Black 3, etc., etc. He's been in a ton of movies, we know that. So, Tyler, what is your last name for the record officially, now that you're the third guest tonight?
Bowlin, B-O-W-L-I-N.
You're a Baldwin brother? Is that B-A-L-D-W-I-N?
B-O-W.
Bowlin.
Bowlin.
Like bowling? No G.
Without a G?
No G.
That is a hip name. Where's Tyler Bowlin? All right, Tyler Bowlin. Oh, shit. All right. I got this all together. You guys ready to meet our other guests tonight? Give it up, everybody, for Tyler Bowlin, Jacob Sieroff, and Jeff Tate. Let's meet them individually. Tyler Bowlin is here.
Hey, how's it going?
Now that you know who you're up against, how are you feeling?
They're good. They're very good.
Yeah, right?
It depends on the name.
They're good and cocky. Yeah. And let's say hello to them, starting with Jacob Sieroff is here. Year off with Sieroff, or year off of Sieroff is going terribly. You've been on a bunch of times this year. A few times, I should say.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's all good. And we had a lovely time yesterday. Jacob and I went to see Mel Brooks in Las Vegas, because Vegas is on the way to Indianapolis. And he put on a lovely show, but we ran into Bob Saget there, who is the nicest man in the world. He says he's going to come on this show now. He told me that and actually gave me his phone number. And but he also snuck Jacob and I into the meet and greet with Mel Gibson.
Opposite.
We were at a racist festival.
The Jew and or the guy that hates the Jews?
The Mel Gibson meet and greet room is like an intake facility for a city jail.
Well, we got to actually meet Mel Brooks and take pictures of him and talk to him for a little while and everything. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's like probably as Jewish as you've ever felt. Me and Bob Saget and Mel Brooks.
Yeah, at the same time. Yeah. I did use the word goyim in front of both of them.
Well, as soon as we met him,
I don't normally call myself
he
that.
Says, you guys are comedians, Mel Brooks says, and Doug's like, yeah, he's the Jewish one, though.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But what else did I want to ask you? Do you have anything I want to talk to you about? Nope. I was going to do a dumb joke where I was going to say we just flew in from Vegas and boy is my slot pulling arm tired. But that's just dumb.
Boy is my slot tired. I think it's...
Oh, gross.
That's the joke.
Speaking of tired slots, Jeff Tate, everybody!
Speaking of tired slots... That's hilarious.
Jeff is back by popular demand, and by that I mean a guy tweeted at me saying, bring Jeff back, and I always say yes. And that happens. It's a nice little reminder.
I appreciate it. Everybody, just do it once. Don't waste it. You get one.
Now, Jeff, I'm curious as to why Team Zazu switched to blue. Blue hat instead of a red one today.
We had to. You got
the costume on for the Steve Zazu movie.
I'm doing a knockoff of it. I'm doing the life is Aqua with Steve Zazu. So I went blue hat. I can't get sued. I'm 15% different than the poster, so I can't get sued. It's parody.
I just realized something. Tyler, do you have something for the prize bag? You're kind of on the spot here. Do you have anything in your wallet?
I have some $2
bills.
Do you
have a gift card? You have a $2 bill?
I have a couple.
You have $2 bills? You look a little young to be a grandpa.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, there we go. Do you really want to give them all up?
Yeah.
All right, four $2 bills. Yeah, I'm going to sign it for sure. Not all of them, because, you know, it is a federal crime.
You're really worried about that?
I don't think we're doing those anymore. From what
federal crimes are no longer.
Yeah, we've kind of just.
It's all according to the state. What does the state of Indianapolis feel about, how do they feel about money signing?
They don't care.
All right, so while you're signing that, Jacob, Jeff, why don't you tell us what you brought for the prize bag?
I brought a Starbucks gift card for possibly up to
$25. Possibly.
Oh, you don't know?
I think it's 25. It hasn't been opened.
It says 25 on it.
Yeah, yeah. And I brought Eric B. and Rakim's Greatest Hits.
That's from the Don't Want It Anymore stack?
Oh, that's from the I've digitized my collection.
Oh.
Right, but I kept the liner notes because whatever, I want to know what the words are.
I brought a copy of one of my albums, Smug Life, and a Twix koozie. These have been very popular. Keep your Twix warm or cold, depending on the situation. Got a Doug Loves Movies sticker and a chocolate that they gave me on the airplane. I was like, that's going to go in the prize bag. And then one of these got through airport security once again. Boop. Oh, Christmas bong. Oh, Christmas bong. I don't have time to make up a song. So that's all the stuff I brought. What'd you bring, Jacob?
I brought... I kind of made up... I think I got...
Oh, you got a whole bag of stuff.
Wow. Yeah, no, I brought a... This is like really... Like not a great t-shirt that I got at a bar on St. Patrick's Day. It's just like an Irish whiskey, Patty Irish whiskey. But it's a nice blend. But to make up for it not being a great t-shirt, I brought another one of the exact same t-shirt.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. So two people, they could go out together
and
both be equally... Poorly.
I got a screener of The Disaster Artist because I don't want anything with Franco's name on it in my house anymore. I'm just checking out on Franco, so that's probably illegal to give that away. And some barbecue potato chips. And there's my friend Willie Santos, who's a pro skater out of San Diego, real famous if you're into skating. He gave me some stickers and buttons from his shop. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
That's not a great name drop, but he's amazing.
I think those $2 bills are the real hot item.
Yeah.
That some of them have our signatures on. And somebody's going to win all this stuff, but we got to have our friend Tyler and Jeff and Jacob answer one question before we continue forward. And we'll start with you, Jeff. What was the last movie you saw?
I saw You Were Never Really Here.
With Joaquin Phoenix as Jeff Tate.
Yes. I mean, that's why I went.
He's very beardy in that one.
I liked it a lot. The very first scene, he catches a taxi immediately in Cincinnati, and I was like, well, this is bullshit. He didn't come out of the hotel the taxis are in front of. So whatever, I guess it's science fiction or set in the future or something, but... It was like John Wick, if the movie John Wick was about him getting from place to place between the murders and then like real quick murders. It was a whole lot of travel, like thoughtful, like, I'm conflicted. I don't know if I
liked it. Show it on
it.
The Travel Channel.
Yeah, I liked it. And then I got in a fight.
Because you were all pumped up from Joaquin Phoenix murdering people. So you went outside and went, I'm going to get in on this action.
I was very high, and I actually didn't think that it was actually going to be a fight. And then it was like almost over before I realized it was happening.
This is my third time hearing this story. It gets worse every time. I feel like I should just tell the story for you. I think I could do it better than you. It's a really good story, and you're not doing it justice.
Yeah, but Jeff understands that it's not. This isn't story time.
Okay, we brought up the fight.
I want to talk about movies. What'd you see, Jacob? Infinity War with me yesterday? That's correct. But you see something since then? Did you watch something on the plane today?
No, I watched some of Thor when I got to the hotel last night, but I didn't watch enough of it to call it my most recent movie.
Thor number one, first Thor?
Yeah, Thor number one. It was on FX.
Okay. That's interesting. I think Thor has really evolved to a nice place, like in Thor Ragnarok and then this new Infinity War. I think he's become a very funny and interesting character.
And his hair's gotten better.
Well, I don't know if better is the right word for it, but, you know, I know you like it high and tight.
I'm more attracted to him now.
In the Avengers movie, no spoilers, but does he have that same Ragnarok haircut, or does he back to, okay, that's good.
Yeah, it pretty much just takes place after Ragnarok, and so he shows up with the haircut and the missing eye.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I forgot.
Now he spells it T-H-O-R. There used to be an I in there. Used to be Fior. And
yeah, we liked
it. So just brief thoughts about Infinity War that don't give anything away. Go.
It's just a whole lot of movie.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a lot
of movie.
That's
a good way to describe it.
I mean, it was,
set aside some time, because if you go to one of those theaters that shows 20 minutes worth of trailers, you're going to be there for 3 hours. But it's a good. I thought it was worth the time.
Without spoiling it, and I don't think this is spoilery. I just think
probably is.
No, it's not. I just think if for me, I'm such a big. My favorite Marvel property is Guardians, and if you're a Guardians fan, you won't be disappointed.
Yeah, the Guardians are all in it.
It's a good Guardians.
We know that from the posters and the billboards.
It's a very good Guardians situation.
The whatnot.
Listen, the Russo brothers wrote this one, and I only acknowledge Guardians movies that were written by James Gunn. These all seem like fan fiction.
See, Jeff's making fun of
that's a fair point,
Jacob's
Jeff.
Star Wars stance, but James Gunn got to put his thumb on the scale. Like, he is involved, and he loves the outcome. I got to say, I mean, the Guardians being in another Avengers movie really improves the whole franchise for me, because I like their movies better than Avenger movies. And now they're in the Avengers movie, so it's like my little wish came true. Tyler, what do you got?
Last movie I saw was Jumanji, the most recent.
Welcome
Jumanji.
To the Jungle.
Welcome to the Jungle, yep.
It was good!
It was good.
People liked it. It was a big hit. Like, I just did not get around to seeing it in the theaters, but I meant to, because I rarely heard a bad word about it, except for people who haven't seen it. We're shitting all over it.
I loved it.
Like,
every
that can't possibly be good, but it's good, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I try to only see like 6 rock movies a year, and I hit my quota before that one came out.
He is in everything.
Rampage and Skyscraper just look like the same movie, but only one has a monkey.
There's the only difference between rock movies is whether or not he already knows how to fly a helicopter.
He's either got the information or needs to learn on the fly.
Yeah. Or he's like, hey, I think this is, oh!
All right. Turn it off, Bert.
Yes, that's the Bert I was referring to.
Not the one that is roommates with Ernie.
Turn it off, Ernie.
Okay, Bert. Let the games begin! Gentlemen, I don't know if you've ever dreamt of this day, Tyler, but you have to pick a name tag, as do Jacob and Jeff. It's not going to be easy. We'll be right back.
Today's show is brought to you in part by MedMen. If you live in California or Nevada, it's an exciting time right now, and MedMen is helping to redefine the cannabis industry and empower people to exercise their right to purchase cannabis. MedMen is bringing a premium and traditional shopping experience to the cannabis space. All of the MedMen stores feature a wide range of products with knowledge and approachable staff to ensure you to find what's best for you. Their shops are open for both recreational and medical cannabis users. Anyone over 21 with a valid ID is welcome. MedMen is committed to providing the highest in quality safety so you won't have to worry about what you're buying. I've visited the West Hollywood store a couple of times and it's always an amazing experience. Got some bath bombs, some dose pens that are very good for sleeping. Just be empowered to exercise your right to buy cannabis. Check out one of their 8 retail locations throughout Los Angeles, Orange County, San Diego, and Las Vegas. Or go to MedMen.com to find your nearest store. That's MedMen.com. Plus, exclusively for our listeners, visit MedMen and tell them you heard about them on Doug Loves Movies. You'll get $10 off your order. Limit 1 per customer. Terms and conditions may apply. Check out MedMen today. Today's show is also brought to you in part by Bombas. How often do you think about your socks? If you're like I used to be, not much, but I recently discovered that socks can change the way I think about socks forever. They're called Bombas. Bombas are the most comfortable socks in the history of feet. I've worn them on my own tootsies and enjoyed them very much. Made from premium cotton, Bombas stay warm in the winter and cool in the summer. And every pair comes with a built-in blister tab, innovative arch support, stay-up technology, and a seamless toe. With many colors, patterns, lengths, and styles, Bombas look great in the gym, at the office, and on the town. I'm not kidding around, you guys. These are some stylish-ass socks. Bombas are what feet daydream about. And for every Bombas purchase you make, Bombas donates a pair to someone in need. They've donated over 7 million pairs of socks so far. Keep cool, keep comfortable, and keep contributing with the best socks in the history of feet, Bombas. Buy your new socks at bombas.com/DLM today and get 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/DLM for 20% off. Bombas.com/DLM. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we're back. We got through that. Everybody's alive. Jeff didn't fight anybody. Very exciting. What do you got there, Tyler? I love it already.
This is interesting. This is Batman and Rob. So I'm guessing I'm playing for Rob. And it's, I think you're in every...
I'm everybody except for Robin. I'm Batman and Poison Ivy and stupid shithead and bing bong ding dong.
So.
I really like it.
It's very well done.
Yeah, especially me as Batgirl is pretty amazing.
You as Alicia Silverstone.
It's excellent photoshopping down here. I know you guys can't see it because we're in the 400-seat Athenaeum. Good job, Tyler. What do you got there, Jacob?
I went the opposite of Tyler. I went for the worst Photoshop possible. It's Star Wars Episode One, The Phantom Dennis, which is a cool name.
Phantom Dennis, yeah.
But like the font's off and like, what is this? This is like Jurassic Park font at the top where it says Episode One. But yeah, Jeff's on it and I'm Jar Jar, of course. And where's Doug? You're Qui-Gon. That makes sense. I love the head on R2-D2. That's the best. Just the floating face instead of an R2-D2 dome. Yeah, good. Is that you, Dennis? Okay. Looks about right.
All right.
Okay. So
Jeff?
I got this one is a paint. This guy painted a thing that's an X Machina Camma. His name's Cam. And he jammed the word Cam into X Machina. And he made some art. This is real art. Everybody.
Yeah, but somebody over there had like weed on their thing.
Oh, I got weed too over here.
Okay.
But I'll see you later. I'll tell you all about that fight.
Dennis, do you have any blow?
If you want to hear the story about the fight, come find me.
Yeah, where's the smoke spot around here, you guys?
Right here.
Right here. Okay. Good. Great idea.
Oh, Doug, real quick, can I just point out that another guy put me, Moshe, instead of me on the thing again? Maybe, was that on purpose?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
never
yeah,
mind,
he's just
then.
Fucking you. He put Moshe on there twice. Yeah, and Jeff Tate's on there too. So, Jeff, you're not picking ones that have your face on them anymore?
I thought that was my face. I thought it was a painting of my face, and then when I got it in the light, it isn't. But it is a painting.
So there's a we were talking during the break. A guy brought a mask from a Star-Lord helmet from Guardians. May I? Holy shit.
Put it on!
No! Like, this has been on his sweaty head, I'm sure.
But how do you get it to...
Where's the speaker on it? Where does the noise come out of it?
It's inside it.
Inside it? Okay. So can you start it up again so it does something?
What are you doing with your phone, man? Why don't you just make the helmet play?
Is it like hooked up to your Bluetooth or something? What are you doing, man?
Oh, if you play a song from the soundtrack, the helmet makes you dance? That's cool. That's cool, man.
No, this song makes me dance.
Sharper Image got some wild shit.
So how many different songs are on it?
It's Bluetooth. I can play anything.
Oh, any song you want, but you still manage to pick a song that sounds like something that would be in one of the movies. You know, that's a 70s song, right?
Or throw on some 21 Savage, make your own Guardians. No. All right.
What?
So that's very...
I'm sorry.
That would have killed down the street.
I was just trying to sit down. I couldn't follow what you were saying. I was just getting into my seat safely. So let's start off with a game that is for pretty much experts only. It's called Purple Rain Man. You know this one, Tyler?
I do. We listened to it on the way up here.
Oh, we played the game.
Two episodes ago.
Okay. Do you remember what the answer was?
Nice Dreamscape.
Oh, Nice Dreams. Cheech and Chong's Nice Dreamscape.
Yep.
That was a fun one. That was probably because it was the day after 420 that I thought of that. Mm-hmm. And we'll see if you guys figure out why I thought of this. I'll start naming the stars of a movie mashup title. First one of you to guess correctly wins. Guess as often as you'd like. That's pretty much it. Third billing in this movie mashup, Mark Ruffalo and Ana de Armas. I think that's how you pronounce her name. Any ideas for that one? Of course, it's just the people on stage. No audience answers, please. But you guys seem cool. Don't even know if any of you know it yet. Do I have to do another?
Is this Zodiacs of Vengeance? I might have made that second one up. Is it?
Okay. Second build, Chris Hemsworth and Miles Teller. Mm-hmm. I like how Tyler's working it out with his fingers.
It's not helping.
It's like those kids in the spelling bee.
Avengers Infinity War Dogs?
That's correct! Yeah, first billing would go to Robert Downey Jr. and Jonah Hill, Avengers Infinity War Dogs. Good job, Jacob.
I don't know who the girl is. That was...
She's also the girl in Blade Runner 2049.
That's the route I was going. But...
And she is... I like her. I am a fan of her face.
That's how I feel about Thor's new haircut.
The what?
How I feel about Thor's new haircut. Same thing.
Okay. Mine seems healthier. I'm not judging her based on her haircut. I think she looks great all the time. But that means that Jacob gets to go first in a very special round of Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? Now, why do you say, oh, geez, Tyler, you're not a... this isn't the game for you?
There are a lot of movies.
Yes.
And a lot of taglines.
You're right. A lot of movies, a lot of taglines. You just got to listen to you just got to listen to it and be like, what movie does that sound like? What movie would they say that about? And you never know. What feels like a wild guess might be completely accurate. But we'll start with Jacob, and then we'll go to Jeff, and then Tyler. If Jacob doesn't get it, the other two guys get a shot at it. And this first one, Jacob, what movie has the tagline... A New Age Begins.
Avengers Age of Ultron?
What?
He said Kenny. I don't know.
What did he say?
I think he said Kenny.
I thought he said Annie.
That's what I heard.
Annie?
Interesting
the movie?
Guess, yeah. A New Age Begins. Annie.
Maybe, does she have a birthday?
It's a different way of saying the sun will come out tomorrow, yeah. I guess.
Maybe she had a birthday in the film.
It's really lofty. It's like a real lofty.
Yeah, they don't want to ruin the song by giving it away in the tagline. Dawn is breaking for one little girl. Which that could be one of the Twilight movies, actually. Jacob, you are correct with Age of Ultron. Avengers Age of Ultron. Jeff? He was 98 pounds of solid nerd until he became ..
Oh, Captain Save America, the first Avenger.
No. Tyler, I tricked you.
I feel tricked.
I tricked you so good.
I got it.
It's Spider-Man Homecoming?
No.
It would be the Toxic Avenger.
That is correct, Jacob, you son of a bitch.
I'm not funny today, but I'm cleaning up.
All right, I should mention that fun little twist in today's show. The winner of this game, and Jacob is running away with it, is going to get 1 point in the next game before it even starts. Woo! Yeah. So look out for that.
Come on, Tyler!
I appreciate it.
I love the hometown support that Tyler's getting.
Yeah. Not even from here, but... It's okay, Doug.
I love anybody that turns against hometown support. Where are you from?
Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay.
If you want to come by anytime.
No, I never go there.
I know. Got to go to Lexington or Indianapolis.
Yeah. Those are both great. No, I like Louisville. It's just the club that I played there closed, and I haven't really worked out a reason to go back. All right, so...
It's okay.
But, you know, so for those listening from the area, I might come back. I'll be in Lexington soon, so go there. All right, so where are we at? Jacob has 2 points, and Jeff gets to go first on this next one. Jeff, what movie has the tagline? Holy shit, I didn't write it down. I thought I wrote all this shit down, and I had to put away everything because the plane was taking off or something.
Dude, where's my car?
Nope. Like, I know the answer, I just don't know the tagline, so... Just let me, oh, somebody's texting me, that's not good timing. And it just says, hi! Yeah, that's what that guy sounds like. We'll edit this part out. Don't worry, you guys. It's going to be really slick for the listeners. You guys get to see all the... how the sausage is made.
Look at all this sausage.
So much. It's a goddamn sausage party. I try to get... you know, I got 2 women up here to go up against Tyler, and neither one of them could take him down. All right, here we go. Are you ready, Jeff?
Oh, yes.
When evil reigns, only one team can weather the storm.
When evil reigns...
All right, are you going to give a dumb, silly answer every time? Because we've had enough. Even if you're not yelling out a correct answer, it's still annoying that you're yelling out anything. So stop it. Thanks.
When I was into it. Rains. Is
I think he's a cottage cheese. I don't even know what the fuck that's about, other than it is a great way to weather a storm. Oh shit, a storm's coming. Get the cottage cheese.
Is it a mystery team?
No. No, it's not.
Well, fuck.
Tyler.
See, I was going to say Mystery Men, because isn't that the title of the movie?
Well, there's a Mystery Team and a Mystery Men.
Well, a Mystery Men.
I mean, I meant to say Mystery Men. I did.
All right, well, you're both wrong.
All right.
Jacob?
Can you say the tagline again?
Mm-hmm. When evil reigns, only one team can weather the storm.
Say Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer.
It's not a terrible guess.
Is it Twister?
The correct answer is from 1998, there happens to be a movie that has the nerve to have the title The Avengers.
Oh, fuck, with Ralph Fiennes.
Starring Ralph Fiennes and Uma Thurman and Sean Connery.
Right.
Yeah, The Avengers from 1998. I thought that'd be a fun curveball. Now, I'm going to give you guys a hint going into this final round as I look up the tagline. I don't know if you've noticed, so I'm just going to tell you. Every answer has the word Avenger. It has Avenger in it, okay? And start with Jeff again on this one as soon as I find it. Oh boy. The tagline is winner takes all.
Fuck.
What if I just had to take the first thing you say? They haven't made Fuck the movie yet.
Yeah, they have. I've seen it.
They've made plenty of Fuck That movie. But not a movie entitled Fuck.
Is that Marvel's The Avengers?
What?
I don't know.
Winner takes all?
Is it Rounders?
You gotta keep the Tesseract. What?
Is it Avengers? The Rounders. What if the Avengers were in Rounders?
Wait, are we playing Jeff Gets to Guess as many times as he wants? Because I like this game. Keep going.
the fucking the winner takes all? Is it Bad News Bears? Breaking Training?
That's got the word Avenger in it? Avengers?
Avenger. Bad News Bears. Is it Bad Lieutenant Port of Call Avengers?
I should be clear, it's just Avenger. Everyone's got at least Avenger in the title. Yeah, maybe not plural. No, so yeah.
Hey, Avenger runs through it.
You're done. No. Tyler, do you have a guess?
This is a lot harder up here.
Super tough one. Yeah.
The only thing I can think of with Avenger in it is Captain America, the first Avenger.
No.
Didn't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said
that one. I think I looked it up, and the tagline really just gives it away. It's just like, look at that Captain, and he's ready to avenge. Here comes Cap, and he's in an avenging mood.
The first one ever in that mood.
He's a 98-pound nerd. What do you think, Jacob?
The Toxic Avenger goes to Japan. He had a movie went to Japan. I don't know what that's what it was called.
And there was a competition in that one? Because the winner takes all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you win this game anyway, Jacob, but this was just stupid. I don't know why I thought anyone would have a chance at guessing this. This is from 1979. It's a movie called Scavenger Hunt. Which from now on I will refer to as Scavenger Hunt. Avenger Hunt. Oh, that's not a bad... The Avengers, colon, Avenger Hunt. It's just it's a whole movie where they're just being hunted. For being Avengers.
What are they really
avenging? Hawkeye's like, oh shit. What?
What are the Avengers avenging?
Alien forces that wish to change our way of life.
Avenging is like they're getting it in first, right? Like, we're not waiting to do revenge.
Well, that's
no, revenge is when you avenge twice.
You think avenging is just preemptive revenge?
Yeah, avenging is preemptive revenge,
that's
right?
Not, no. Avenge is to get revenge, is to avenge somebody. You avenge somebody.
Well, now, why would those be the same words?
Well,
those are different ideas.
Avenge is something you do on someone's behalf. You know, I would avenge your death by getting revenge on the people that killed you.
Yeah. By Grapthar's hammer.
Ooh,
there we go.
So that's what it means, is that they're fighting for the people.
Okay.
They're avenging wrongs for the better of the world.
People that were killed.
Man, yeah,
people that were injured, they still need help.
Okay.
They're still around going, ow.
This changes a lot of how I view their behavior. I thought they were kind of being like preemptive fuck faces. Like, man, I'm an idiot.
All right, so Jacob won that game. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Now we're going to play a little something called Alex's, Jason, and Deb's IMDb game. Jacob gets 1 point already for winning that last game. And I decided I wanted to play this game today because I'm going to be back in Austin, Texas, where it originated on June 2nd at Cap City. Tickets are on sale. So Jacob gets to start, go first again. No, I take it back. You just buzz in with your own name. Yeah, buzz in when you think you know.
So I get to go first.
I'll name, for anyone here that doesn't know how this game works, I'm gonna name the top four, the best known four that's on the top of every performer's IMDb page. And as soon as you think you know which one it is, buzz in with your own name. And then if you say the correct answer after I call your name, then you get to go for bonus points by naming the other remaining titles in their top four. Negative 1 point for a wrong answer when you buzz in, so look out for that. Don't make that mistake. Tyler, you good?
I'm good.
All right, here we go. Who's best known for starts with the Avengers? You want to hang on to that point, don't you, Jacob?
There's just too many Avengers.
Right? You don't have a gut feeling?
I do, but not about the game.
That's from the fight.
It's almost supper time. Okay, here's the next title. Spotlight.
Jeff.
Oh, Jeff snuck in there ahead of you, Tyler. What is it, Jeff? Who is it?
Mark Ruffalo.
Yes, Mark Ruffalo is correct. Now you get a try for two more points, Jeff, for two more Ruffalos, and I think you're not going to get either of them. I wasn't okay. Being negative. It was a hint.
So don't say... Okay, is... Oh, what the fuck is... Hold on. No. I know it. Hang on. Is it Zodiac? Is one of them Zodiac? And the other one is... The Kids Are All Right.
I'm sorry. They went with Foxcatcher.
Oh, yeah.
And The Kids Are All Right! Jeff's got 2 points. Jacob's got 1. Tyler, it's great having you here.
Thank you.
I'm realizing I've only seen Mark Ruffalo movies with the word Avengers in the title. I haven't seen any of those.
You haven't?
No, not the ones we...
Oh, well, Spotlight won Best Picture, and it's you.
I know, but it's all...
Foxcatcher got a lot of awards, but is very... both of those movies are upsetting. And Kids Are All Right was pretty entertaining.
Zodiac's pretty funny.
Zodiac. I mean,
if you like
Zodiac's
comedies.
Fucking hilarious.
Oh, I've seen Zodiac.
Yeah.
Forgot.
It's got that Hurdy Gurdy Man song in it, the creepiest song ever written.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah. Why would anybody?
The girl okay. In.
Hurdy Gurdy Gurdy Hurdy Gurdy 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 Hurdy Gurdy.
In that movie, Say Anything, that the girl, Diane Court, is Donovan's daughter. So her dad would sing that. So, like, how creepy is that? Your dad is the fucking Zodiac killer? I think I didn't understand what we were talking about.
I wasn't following that. My dad is the Zodiac killer?
I once asked my mom if she thought I was like, when did dad move to the Bay Area? And she was like, why? And I was like, because, I mean, he the Zodiac killed people who were having fun, and he never seemed to be real on board with that. And then my mom, instead of being like, you're crazy, she was like, hang on. And then, he seems to have, he's alibied up for the late 60s. He was like, oh, I was in Chicago. And, you know, I asked around, no one remembers him, but Chicago's a pretty big town.
Yeah, and they just caught the Golden State Killer, so you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to be eyeballing dad over that one.
It's a weird applause break.
I don't know. We're all happy about it.
People pretty invested in Northern California murders out here.
It's just cool that Patton Oswalt's wife wrote the book a lot of people think helped bring... Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's her name.
Okay, you get a point. So, Tyler, a lady in the audience is doing better than you.
I feel like it's a moving finish line, though. Like, if she can just yell that out, Tyler should have been able... If Tyler had known, he probably knew her name. Michelle McNamara. Did you know her name?
Yeah, there you go.
See?
All
right, now you're tied with that lady.
All right, round 2. Of 3 with a possible tiebreaker. Who's best known for starts with the Avengers? Come Come on, we narrowed it down by one already. Okay, nobody's going for it. I like
Jacob. I like
what? Jacob?
You want a bit? You want to jump
Jacob.
In?
Jacob.
That's your impression of me?
That's your impression of me.
Well, he had to do it in a way where you couldn't see his lips moving. It was if you were a ventriloquist dummy, that's what you would sound like.
It's you're Jacob.
Wait, I got water.
Jacob.
Wait, what was that?
Yeah, I don't know why you jumped in, man. There's a lot of Avengers, but anyway, what's your guess?
So wait, that was the new impression of me?
That was you, man. I threw my voice, totally. I didn't say anything. These people all saw right. me drinking the water.
Okay.
Oh, I see what happened now. I thought that was supposed to be like balls in my mouth or something.
No.
I thought that was a new impression. It was like
no.
me with my mouth full of
ventriloquists
fluid.
Ventriloquists drink water.
Right, right. I should know that.
I mean, we all do. It's hydrating is important.
I'm such a ventriloquist nerd. I should know that.
All right. So we've got the Avengers. Thor.
Jacob.
What is it, Jacob?
Fuck. Liam. No, no, Chris, help. Sorry, I didn't finish.
Shh.
Chris Hemsworth.
No.
Oh.
I know, he's in love with him, and it's not the answer. So, Jacob, you're out for now. Down to zero. How's that feel?
Balanced.
Any guesses, Tyler or Jeff?
Jeff.
Oh, shit.
Tom Hiddleston.
That is correct. Okay, Jeff, you can get two more points. You really could run away with this thing.
I'm going to say Thor Ragnarok and High Rise.
I'm going to say no and no.
All right.
They went with a television limited series called The Night Manager.
Okay.
That's a curveball. And then they went with Thor The Dark World.
No, Warhorse?
Yeah. Nope, well, you
no
know, they war. Just have to pick four, and that's what they did.
I forgot about TV shows.
Yeah, and you certainly wouldn't have known anything about that particular one, right?
No. The Night Manager, it sounds like something that would make you watch after you got hired before you got to work your own shifts.
I heard it was a sexy show. It had House in it, I think, and Tom Hiddleston, and... people loved it.
Well, training
people
videos.
Loved it, the ones that could sit through the whole boring thing. Okay, so Jeff has 3 points. Jacob, in a stunning moment, has been knocked back to 0 points in a tie with Tyler.
All right.
Yeah. You really put the tie in Tyler.
Did you just say Booyville?
Booyville. Oh, that's a good burn. Oh man, Louisville is fucked now. We finally got a sweet way to roast them. Booyville, Booyville. Go one, dude.
Okay, boys. This is exciting. And this game is going to determine the winner today, but everything's going so smoothly that I think we're going to have a little extra time for like a bonus game or something.
This game's determined. Oh, this is the winner?
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Well, this is the third round of this one, and somebody's going to win. Theoretically. We could go to a tiebreaker if some interesting things happen.
We're going to break Tyler.
Hugh's top four starts with Doctor Strange.
Tyler.
Oh, here we go. Tyler's in the hunt. What is it, Tyler?
I'm trying to figure out which way you're going with this.
Oh, okay.
Benedict Cumberbatch?
What's that?
Benedict Cumberbatch?
Incorrect.
Oh, shit.
I had to go for it.
I'm not going to say out loud that you have negative one now. I'm just going to leave it be.
Thank you. Thank you, Doug.
I'm going to keep it in my head, I think. Jeff and Jacob, do you have any thoughts?
Jacob.
Oh, here he goes.
Okay, I don't know.
Here he goes. Well, you can wait for another name.
No, I'll go with Tilda Swinton.
I'll let you do it. What?
Tilda Swinton.
Nope.
I'll take another title, Doug.
Okay. Avengers Age of Ultron.
Yeah, I'll take another one.
Spider-Man Homecoming. Don't say it in the audience, you guys, if you figure it out. Even though Jeff's already our winner.
Fuck.
Do you want a fourth title, Jeff?
Yeah, I'll take a fourth title.
There's a lady over here who believes in you, by the way.
Well, yeah.
I rudely stepped on her saying that.
I'm not going to lose points.
I think she was talking to Tyler.
Tyler could always have a big comeback. The fourth title, Jeff, is Thor: The Dark World.
Motherfucker.
I love how Thor: The Dark World like gets into people's top four. It was not a good movie. Possibly my least favorite Marvel movie. Do you have a least favorite one, Jacob?
Of the Thor movies, or
No, of Marvel.
I probably do.
What did we figure out yesterday? There's 15 of them so far.
It's I think 18 or something.
18,
right? 16, maybe 16. Yeah, I probably have a least favorite.
That one.
No, what would be my least favorite? I don't fucking know. One of the Avengers.
Iron Man 2?
Iron Man 3, actually, is my least. I know you love it.
I love Iron Man 3.
Yeah, Iron Man 3 was probably my least, but I still like it.
Okay.
I don't hate any of the Marvel movies.
All right.
Do I have to guess? Because I might not. I don't know that I got it.
I will force you to guess. No, you could just give up and be happy with your 3 points and the win.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. Jeff Tate's our winner.
Was it?
That's weird. Everybody starts chanting hate.
Oh, they know Tate. What I'm...
Tate. I thought they were chanting Annie.
Tate.
They know what I'm all cheese. About. Hate. I like to spread it.
All right, so what was the ex Bloodina? What was the name?
Ex Machamina.
Machamina?
Yeah, his name's Cam.
Cam?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who was the person?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you in my good, all in good time. It's really exciting to me that nobody got it. Cam, you want to come get your prizes? Where are you at? Congratulations, Cam. I think you might also win World's Slowest Man prize.
All right.
Good job, dude.
Yeah, buddy.
Do you want your art back? No. Or does Jeff get to keep that?
I'm going to keep it.
Okay, Jeff's going to keep that. Even if he wants it back, Jeff's going to keep it. Yeah, that was kind of a... I don't think there's anybody that was in those four Marvel movies other than the man behind it all, the great Stan Lee.
Oh, yeah. Mallrats didn't make his top four?
No. No, it didn't. And it's one of my favorite performances of his, for sure. What's your... Do you guys have... Jeff, do you have a favorite Stan Lee cameo?
Oh, no, I don't ever remember.
I got to say, maybe Strip Club DJ in Deadpool is pretty good.
I like it in the first Amazing Spider-Man when he's cleaning up and they're fighting him and the alligator, whatever he's called.
He's fighting an alligator?
No, what's he fucking called? A lizard? The villain from the...
Dr. Octopus.
No, the alligator one.
Dr.
The lizard.
Alligator.
The lizard?
Lizard face?
What's his fucking...
Willem Dafoe?
No, in the first Garfield movie.
The first Garfield
the
movie?
The first Andrew Garfield movie. The first Andrew Garfield Spider-Man movie. The Amazing Spider-Man.
Andrew Garfield, A Tale of Two Kitties. Right? That's Purple Rain Man.
Sort of. That sounds adorable.
So he was in the... Now I figured out my least favorite Marvel name? Movie is the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man.
But those don't count. They're not in the MCU. But they're...
But he's in that. Yeah. Stan Lee has cameos in
true.
It. Yeah, and it's also doesn't somebody refer to him as an old creep or something? That's
like
pretty
a perv
good.
Or something.
Old
yeah.
perv.
Rocket does it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, because he was like spying on people, and I won't spoil what he does in Infinity War, other than to say that the inevitable does come true, and he does show up.
What's that fucking lizard guy's name?
The lizard.
Lizard.
The lizard. That's it. Just.
Lizard.
Doctor.
Cotter? Oh,
yeah, I remember. Copper? We got it. Good job, guys. You can stop guessing.
Oh, yeah, see, I was still going back to the Tobey Maguire ones. But yeah, and then there was Jamie Foxx was like Electric Man or something. Electro?
Blank Thanks. Man.
Is that your favorite superhero movie, Blank Man?
No, it's probably The Phantom. That's not true. My favorite, I like one. Guardians.
What's that?
I like Guardians.
I do like, I love the Guardians movies.
It's hard for me to consider that a superhero movie. I mean, it is, but it just seems like more like sci-fi space opera than...
Yeah, you know. But they're, you know,
oh, good
Guardians
point.
Of the Galaxy. They're fucking saving the galaxy. I guess that doesn't fall under superhero in
just
your
like
mind.
Costumes, yeah.
They're
no.
just a lack of capes. Is that your problem? Fucking throw a cape on Star-Lord.
Yeah,
maybe
man.
A shirt. And, maybe a shirt on Drax would be good. I'm tired of seeing his big naked purple body.
Those six dudes are saving the galaxy, Jacob. It takes all the Avengers just to be like, hey, leave Cleveland alone. Stop fucking up Cleveland.
I think the Avengers would let Cleveland go. I don't know that they would really jump in to avenge Cleveland.
Jacob, do you want to play another game?
Sure.
That make you feel better?
I feel great. But I can always feel better.
That was a
sure.
huge loss that you just suffered from. I don't know why you would feel great. Downright embarrassing, I'd say.
I mean, I
You're
feel
like
it.
The team that lost to the Jamaicans in Cool Runnings.
I don't
yeah, man.
Think Jeff is really the. Would be the
I'm the one who crashed. I'm the one that crashed my bobsled, and then still beat you. That right?
I don't know. So let's.
Let's play. I've had worse losses in my life.
Oh, you know, outside of Douglas movies, you mean?
In and out, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I know you win a lot. And I know you're pretty aware of your own record. You say things like, "In New York, I've never lost a game."
That's true, but that's just because that's memorable. I'm proud of that because that's true.
Yeah, no, you had to remind me.
New York is the city that never forgets, Doug. You know You've been there. That's
good old Elephant City.
I don't keep track of the losses. As
much. I was trying to remember that just the other day. Something about an apple? No.
Banana.
Elephant City. Tyler, how are you holding up?
Great. It's great to be here.
This is a great first experience for you?
This is awesome.
All right, good. I'm glad you're having a nice time. And let's play a round of Last Man Stanton. Let's use our lifeline. So, Jeff, your ex-machamina, is he still here or did he leave with his prizes?
Okay.
All right, good.
Hey, now that I saw him in the light, can I pick someone else? I'm kidding. I don't need a lifeline.
Wait, is that really what's happening right now? Is you're going to go without a lifeline?
Yeah, I already won.
All right, let's put some more on the line here, because that's a cocky move.
Got any more $2 bills?
Yeah.
Yeah, all pony out, up some out. Dough for this. Come
what,
on, Tyler.
Jacob, what would you like to wager against Jeff today?
Wager?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you know gambling is legal in Indianapolis?
We just went to Las Vegas where I didn't spend a nickel on gambling.
No, I know, so but I'm gonna start gambling. In Vegas, you wouldn't be gambling on yourself. You'd be gambling on the luck of the draw of the cards or the drop of the marble. But
how about we bet that roulette, nickel you were roulette. Just talking about?
I'm a wager.
What?
How about we bet that nickel he was just talking about? He said, I went to Vegas and didn't spend a nickel. Well, it looks like you got a chance to spend that nickel,
gamble.
Jacob.
I don't typically gamble because I'm not good at it. And I feel like it didn't...
Well, they don't have
right, but if you lose it, if you lose it to him today, you can gamble with him again another day and win your right. nickel back.
I'll...
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks. My nickel? I don't want to...
Thanks.
You can just go along with the bid, Jacob. We don't have to actually pay up later. Like, just pretend you... Like, we'll bet our cars. Pink slips.
Okay, let's do that. You're playing for pinks.
Pink slips? Okay, sure. Maybe like... Jeff has to start smoking cigarettes again if he loses or something.
Okay, and you have to stop.
Come on.
Yeah. You know what, Jacob? That's how confident I am and how much I like you. That's what I'm going to bet. That if I win, you have to quit smoking.
I've been promising my children that for years. I'm going to keep my word
to
you?
Yeah, but your children aren't winners.
Yeah. Your children aren't going to relentlessly make fun of you for losing this game for the rest. You have to give me your cigarettes, the ones in your pocket.
No, I'm not going to do that. Oh, actually, I have.
All right, well, whatever. Let's bet that nickel then. Low stakes Siroff over here.
No stakes Siroff.
No stakes.
He's a vegetarian.
You want to go to a soup plantation after this for dinner? We can't have steaks because you're no stakes Siroff.
How about dinner? Why don't the guy loser pays for dinner?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to have something, you know. And then you get to pick the restaurant, so you can just say, all right, we're getting a happy meal.
Yeah.
Tyler doesn't need to get messed up in this, so, you know, I'm just letting Tyler stay because he's having such a good time. Yeah. And Tyler, where'd you find Rob at for your name tag? Right there. Rob, be ready because Tyler gets double lifelines.
All right.
I'm giving two lifelines to Tyler. Jeff gets none. Jacob gets one. And they're playing for pinks. It's a hot dog restaurant in Los Angeles. They're playing for dinner at Pink's.
Yeah, that's where we'll have dinner.
Here's the really exciting part. Tyler, pick an actor or actress. I really want to stack it against these guys. And I'm not gonna play this time. I'll just hang out. And I'll give you guys clues.
I don't.
Who's somebody that you really know their movies that you've seen a lot of their films? You think you can name?
I'm trying to think of somebody
more than three or four.
That I don't know how often you play, so I'll go with Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson, okay.
Right.
Yeah, somebody got so excited they stepped on a cat.
Indianapolis has like every 10 minutes. A strange and remarkable reaction occurs.
Well, you know that it's the capital. It's the world capital of Tourette syndrome.
It is. It is. Fuck shit.
But a very clean version of it. There's no swearing.
Well, in all honesty, then, if that's true, you guys are doing great holding it together. Right? Only about a dozen of you have had issues. Nice job.
Oh, and everybody's taking turns yelling out stupid shit, so it's not out of control or anything. And then Dennis, where's Dennis at? Is he still here? Yeah. Hey, Dennis, get ready to help Jacob out because he's going to have to give Jeff some money for a nice rice bowl or something. We're just making fun of people for yelling out stupid shit. And I believe in you, lady yelled out again. Do you believe he can fly?
I can.
Do you believe he likes peeing on people?
Do you know how to say other stuff?
I'm a giver.
She is Groot.
She's like an actually supportive version of Rob Schneider in all those Sandler movies. Instead of going,
oh, you think he was being sarcastic when he said you can do it?
Yeah, did you see his hat?
You think he was just fucking with him?
Yes, he never thought he could do it.
All right, guys, now we're going to be running late. Okay, so does anybody have anywhere they need to go?
No.
Okay, perfect. If one person had said, I do, I'd say, let's wrap it up. Let's finish this fucker. But this is exciting, and Tyler gets to go first, and then Jacob, and then Jeff, and the films of Owen Wilson. Go ahead, Tyler, give us one.
Well, I brought the poster, so The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou.
It's perfect. Yeah. Just get that one out of the way. Jacob?
Wedding Crashers.
Okay. Jeff?
Armageddon. I'm going to say nice. Mine and rank. I'm ranking them.
Okay, back to you, Tyler.
Bottle Rocket.
Mm-hmm. The movie that started it all. Jacob?
The Cable Guy.
Mm-hmm. Jim Carrey beats the shit out of him in a restroom. It's very unpleasant.
To Dizzy Gillespie. Salt Peanuts.
Yeah, it's that scene's a bummer.
It's a good song, though.
Jeff?
Marley and Me.
Marley and Me.
Also a bummer.
What?
Also a bummer.
Oh, yeah.
Just at the end.
Yeah, just watch it backwards. It's the story of a dead dog who becomes a puppy.
It's the curious case of the very good boy Benjamin Button. Aren't you Benjamin Button? Aren't you such a good boy Benjamin Button?
There was an act out that people won't get to experience on the podcast.
That's why you got to see the show live. So much to look at. Bunch of dudes sitting around drinking, just biding their time till they can go outside and smoke some weed.
Right? Just literally counting it down.
Tyler.
The Darjeeling Limited.
Good, Paul.
The Royal Tenenbaums.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. What was that movie where they meet the parents?
Tyler.
Well,
Tyler.
I'll go with Meet the Fockers.
Right. Jacob.
I think. Was getting thin on Owen Wilson already, which is crazy. But
right?
How about was it Ian? No, I'm not gonna use it yet.
I thought Lifeline might be a movie.
How about the Fantastic Mr. Fox?
Okay.
What did you say?
Very good.
Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Oh. I'm going to say this because I'm actually glad this came up because I was wrong about this movie. Inherent Vice. Like, I have watched
it. Oh, it gets better every time you watch it?
Every time I watch it, it gets better. I think I might have just missed. Like, there was probably like one scene where they're like, here's what's about to happen. And then I missed it somehow. And then the rest of the time, I was like, what the fuck is going on?
I blame the trailer. The trailer was so misleading for that movie. I had the same experience. And then
I've watched it like four times since then.
Yeah,
and it is fucking good. And also, Owen Wilson's in it.
That's the most important point. Tyler.
I'll go with You, Me, and Dupree.
Yes. Doing great. Jacob.
That's crazy how many movies he's in. That
he's been in a lot.
Look, a zillion.
Yeah. Same nose every time. I thought Darjeeling, what's it, Limited?
Oh, Zoolander.
I thought that movie. I meant setting up a joke. Fuck. All right, Zoolander. Jeff.
Owen Wilson. Same nose every time, huh?
Yeah, Darjeeling Limited was originally called the Weird Nose Brothers.
I did. It still worked. Okay, I'm going to say Behind Enemy Lines. Wow.
You getting close to a lifeline there, Tyler?
Let's go with the internship.
Whoa. Back with Vince Vaughn. Jacob.
Well, for the sake of time, Dennis. And for the, also for the sake of
lifeline,
not losing.
Dennis?
Dennis would...
Cars!
Right.
Cars. Holy shit.
I'll accept. That's why I'm sitting here going, I know he was in some animated shit.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Jeff? Yeah,
that was the one I had. Fuck, now what am I going to say? Can I say Cars 2? Or did he already say it?
You can't say Cars also, but you could say Cars 2.
Okay, then I'll say Cars 2 also.
Okay, Cars 2.
Right? Eats, shoots, and leaves. Words are fun.
Tyler,
if
you don't say it, I will murder you. Cars 3, yes. Jacob.
This might be it for me. Was he in Mastermind? Or Megamind? I mean Megamind.
Megamind, yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Doesn't seem like he was. Doesn't feel that way. Nobody's like backing that up.
Was he or
one
no?
One person.
Someone said yes.
Yes. He was? Yeah. Who else was in it? Okay, I'll accept it. You know, if she didn't know anything else about it, I'd be like skeptical, but you know, she knows Will Ferrell was in it.
Thanks, lady.
Jeff.
Man, I feel like I backed myself into a corner with this no lifeline situation. I definitely have no escape.
Right. I knew that was going towards the title. Tyler.
All right, I'll go to my first
Rob.
Lifeline.
Zoolander. Yeah, I can't believe you all missed Zoolander 2.
I wasn't sure if he was in that one.
Isn't there?
Oh, he's in it.
There's not a full title situation
on that?
Yeah,
he's fucking Hansel.
It's just Zoolander 2?
Isn't it?
I think on the poster it says number 2.
Yeah, yeah. And Zoolander would be the better title. Either way, not a movie people particularly liked. They gave it a good try.
He seems like he would have been in Old School. I don't remember if he was or not.
Mm-mm.
No, not?
Luke Wilson.
Ah, Luke was, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So what's happening? That's it? That's it for you?
Yeah, I have to smoke cigarettes still. I lost the bet. I have to continue to smoke cigarettes.
All right, Jeff.
Oh, thank God I beat Jacob. All right. I'm going to say Meet the Fockers.
Yep.
I said that.
Somebody said it already.
Tyler got it.
Two. Meet the... Now I'm going to say Little Fockers.
Is he in that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why would they
I
make
believe it?
Guys,
there's still some... We're still missing some, I think. Why would you do that? We're still playing. Tyler?
I'll go one more time to my...
You're not going to say what she just said?
I didn't hear her.
Oh, God said, damn it.
I try not to cheat.
She said she believes in you.
But basically, mostly just at noon. Go ahead, Lifeline.
Rob.
I Spy. With, Eddie Murphy?
With Eddie Murphy.
Okay. Jeff?
All right. Oh, fuck. I made a funny noise and then forgot the one I remembered.
Stop it over there.
Hang on. That lady doesn't need to say stuff anymore. I no longer believe in her. Like, it sucks because I was holding those. Oh, I'll say my favorite one, Marmaduke.
Okay, Marmaduke.
He's the voice of Marmaduke.
Yeah. I thought it was a joke.
He's like, I'm a real big dog.
Yeah. It's the one time he doesn't have that nose. He's got a different nose than that one. It's a dog's nose. He plays a dog.
He's got no nose in Cars.
But I got all jacked
just
up.
Just a hood.
In the third one, I got all kind of jacked up. Maybe that was...
You got anything, Tyler?
Homage.
I think I'm almost out, and I'm not positive
almost
on this one, but I'm going to go the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Is he?
Oh, no. Is he?
I mean, listen to the reaction.
Yeah, feels to me like he's not in it, but I'll accept that. There's a lot of people in that one, but he is in a lot of Wes Anderson movies.
All right, then.
Jeff, did you hear what that lady yelled out earlier? Okay. Because it's really, really opens up a whole new world.
I know. And so I'm gonna say Shanghai Knights.
That's what she said. That's what she said. That's what she said. Come on, Tyler, you can do it.
Shanghai Noon?
Yeah. I almost thought you were wrong.
So did I, the way you looked at me.
Yeah. Jeff?
Well now.
Come on, man.
I know we're missing some still.
I like this ending, though. That you beat Jacob, but not Tyler.
Bowieville,
right? Tyler, after this, you should move to Flexington.
I am a UK fan, but yeah.
Or just go to California, New York, like a normal person.
I'm out. I'm out of Owen Wilson movies.
Oh. I can't think of it. Have you ever? Let me just ask Jeff a quick question, you guys. Have you ever spent any time in a museum? And if you did, what time of day would you go? I always get those titles mixed up, but it's like Battle for the Smithsonian, Night at the Museum, and a third one.
Right? Night at the Museum, the Guardians of Ga'Hoole.
That's not right. But yes, let's have another round of applause for Tyler Bolin taking it down. I mean, that was just a bonus game. It didn't really mean anything.
And I picked the name and had two lifelines. But.
Well, I mean, you know, if you want to point that shit out.
But I still beat him.
I know Trump would have difficulty watching you win. That thing where he said that the Paralympics are hard to watch is so rough. It's so unpresidential. Oh, I had to look away. Ugh. I was like, shot put? Really? That doesn't seem like it should do that. I don't know if they have shot put in the Paralympic Games. I'm sure they have all the games. I'm sure it's all the Olympic Games. But congratulations, Tyler, for having a good showing there at the end. But we're still going to read the shithead from your name tag. Do you have anything to plug, Tyler?
No, just make it back to Lexington or, you know, find somewhere in Louisville to come do a show.
Well, I'm in Lexington on May 7th. It's a stand-up show, but we'll play Last Man Standing. And you're the, you know, one of the two champions from Lexington now.
Awesome.
At that one game. All right, Jacob, what do you got to promote?
Nothing really to plug, just social media. Thanks for having me, everybody. And I just want to point out how shitty this eye is in Dennis. That is just like, what is that,
just
dude?
Hang on to it.
I'm going
to
plug.
Do you have a
shit
do you, what's your Insta and your Twitter and
oh,
all that?
Oh, just my name, Jacob Sirah.
Okay.
Jeff always has like 85 road dates.
Where'd that come from?
Right, yeah, I just have a couple. May 20.
I mean, I guess, yeah, I'll read it. Sorry, Jeff.
You going to Flexington?
Tyler and I are just discussing shithead etiquette.
Oh, yeah? I mean, isn't that why they're shitheads? What is my... Oh, there it is. May 26th. I'm in Santa Cruz, California.
Ooh.
And the end of June, July 1st, June 30th, I'm going backwards because I know it ends on the 1st. The 28th, 29th, 30th, and the July 1st, I'm at Go Bananas in Cincinnati. And whatever, just come out to like some open mics and stuff because I'm trying to put together a new hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want people to come to the open mics to watch you put together? Wow.
Well, it'd be nice if anybody came to them.
Nah.
I'm doing my annual Mother's Day show in Denver, Colorado at Comedy Works on Sunday, May 14th at 4:20. And thank you, everybody, for coming out to this first ever show in Indianapolis. Thank you to the Basile Theater above the Rat Catcher restaurant. I think they filmed most of Foxcatcher there. They just had to clear the foxes out for a while and bring in some rats. Rathskeller, that's what it's called. I'm sure it's delicious.
Smells good.
Smells great. And as always, I got three shit hits here for the whoever's ready to press the button for the end theme, so wait for all three of them. LeBron James is a shithead.
Racist. Racist.
I don't like how this is headed. Bill Cosby is a shithead.
It's a room full of white people clapping at black shitheads.
This is the one that makes people... Mike Pence is a good one, but this is the one that I think will get the biggest reaction of those three. Terms of service is a shithead. Thanks again to MedMen for sponsoring part of this week's show. With a wide range of products and a knowledgeable and approachable staff, MedMen is bringing a premium and traditional shopping experience to the cannabis space. Anyone over 21 with a valid ID is welcome. Check out one of their 8 retail locations throughout Los Angeles, Orange County, San Diego, and Las Vegas. Or go to MedMen.com to find your nearest store. That's MedMen.com. Plus, exclusively for our listeners, visit MedMen and tell them you heard about them on the Doug Loves Movies podcast for $10 off your order. Limit 1 per customer. Terms and conditions may apply. Check out MedMen today. Yay.